Froggy is a week old. She's making faces. We've taken her out a couple of times. And Eri is an absolutely amazing, brilliant mum. It's my unconventional life. Positive. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So yes, lots of positive in the last week. We've been out for a few more routine tests and everything seems to be fine. I've of course never spent so much time with a newborn baby, and they really are miraculous. Like seeing them change daily, the first time they smile, the way they gaze into your soul with such clarity. At times their face looks like a cute old man, but with fat, soft wrinkles. And you see that a lot of their reactions are genetically hardwired, not learnt. Like yawning, sneezing, smiling, grimacing. It makes you think, how much of what we think is learned from society is actually just a part of our genetic makeup and wiring. I wonder, what are the truly authentic human emotions? Certainly a need to be close to others, to feel love, safety, warmth, to be fed. Now, I don't want to tempt fate. I'm aware that there is a long road ahead and that things can and most likely will change. But all the doomsayers warning me, well, get used to having no sleep. I feel fine. I'm getting no less sleep than before. And part of it, I'm sure, is that Froggy is a really good baby. I mean, she rarely cries and sleeps really well most of the time. And again, I know it's only the first week. There's teething, bugs, real food. I get it. But as much, I have to mention again how amazing a mum Eri is. Aside from the last 9 months of actually carrying the baby, and the amazing way that she went through labour without any pain meds, sticking to her birth plan of a completely natural birth, she is so resourceful and strong when it comes to nursing. Now, she did have experience as a NICU nurse for years, but still, maybe it's our setup. As parenting partners with different residences, I've spent a couple of nights in my apartment. But even when I stay with Eri and the baby co-sleeps with us. So Eri literally just wakes up to feed and change her without any fuss before she even starts crying. And then they go back to sleep. I think the stories of babies crying and parents getting no sleep, perhaps, and I don't know, it's just my thoughts given my experience, but perhaps it's from having an unnatural setup of not having the baby in the bed with you, of waiting for the baby to cry and wake up fully, of then having both of you get up to feed and change the baby. I don't know. It seems to be working for us. And I'm fully aware of the sentiment that it's fine now, but that at some point we're going to have to put the baby in a crib and then in their own room, and then it will be tough, if not impossible. But I don't think so. Again, I'm ready to be wrong. But my thought is that at some point, and yes, that may be later than is culturally expected, but at some point, the baby will be ready for independence, and then you let it go. I don't know. It's a work in progress, and I feel happy trusting Eri's instincts on this. So there you go. Thanks again to all the messages of love and congratulations. It is interesting how a lot of people have assumed that Eri and I are married, But I guess you can understand why people might think that. We watched a video of the birth this week that Aerie's best friend's boyfriend taped for us. We watched it without sound, though. I think because it was less unsettling that way. Kind of like if you watched Jaws without the sound. Which was ironic because by the end there was probably as much blood. And carrying on the theme of Steven Spielberg films, when Froggy first came out, she was like covered in cheese and looked like E.T. when he's dying. But it's all fun and wonder and beauty. I've absolutely loved seeing the joy on my mum's face when she holds and watches Froggy. And she never really had any aspirations to be a grandmother before, but I can see now just how much she loves it. I'm so glad she got to see it. I think of how my dad would feel too. And then try to be half the father that he was. Aerie has had moments of postpartum depression, I think, related perhaps to the PTSD from such a traumatic, agonising childbirth. Feelings without words or thoughts, as she's described it to me. Unsettled, bad feelings. But they've come and gone, as they have with me for the last 9 months. I've tried to be as supportive as possible, making all these different soups and broths from a book that my friend gave me about how to nourish the new mum for the first 40 days after birth. I tried to help around the place and tell her what an amazing job she's doing, which is easy because she is. And there's no doubt that we are really good parenting partners. I don't think there ever was. Well, I know there are going to have to be some very difficult discussions about the other aspects of our relationship. But to be honest, at some points do make me feel terribly anxious and painful. I've got to do my best to accept that they will come when they need to, and that I can have them, and then we'll get through it. I have a quote on my wall, and it says, "Your biggest problem is that you think you shouldn't have them." I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone. And everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.